Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Faith Empowered Podcast with Evangelist Cedric M. White Sr., where worship, connection, and power flows from the Spirit of God. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for how you can obtain a copy of this message. Now, let's join Evangelist White for an uplifting message. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us yet again on another Faith Empowered podcast where experience, worship experience, connection, and empowerment takes place in the Holy Ghost. We're very excited to be coming to you again as we talk about the mindsets, different mindsets that different believers deal with. And we want to touch on this thing. We got a great revelation when it comes to mindsets and dealing with mindsets, you know. So I thank God for what he's doing with the mindset message. A lot of people have been definitely blessed by our teaching on the mindset. And we've been teaching this at our church on our youth Sundays. Just want to let you know, those of you who are listening, you can come by. We'll be teaching this on youth Sundays at the New Canaan Missionary Baptist Church on Hirsch Road. We definitely want to invite you guys out. I will be sending out an email blast about that, the different times and when we're going to deal with this. So we're very excited about what's going on here in the ministry, what's going on with the mindset message. So we're going to get back into it. Also want to let you know before we start the message, I want to let you know that we will be doing a victory CD. The reason why I'm calling it the victory CD, what we're going to do is we're going to find different scripture that deals with certain things that believers deal with, like healing and prosperity and mindsets and all those type of things. And we're going to put scripture to music. We're going to have positive things that we say, different declarations that we're going to say on there, different music that will help you get through that time. So we're very excited about that. We're very excited about what God is doing when it comes to, you know, the victory CD. So stay tuned about that. I will be uploading that on the podcast soon. So it'll be available for download. I'm giving this to you free of charge. Freely I receive it, freely I shall give to you. So let's get into the word as we talk about dealing with negative mindsets, part two. Dealing with negative mindsets, part two. And the subtopic is actually the first installment of this subtopic. It will be reclaiming my life, mind, and future. Reclaiming my life, mind, and future. Now, as we continue on in this vein, we want to definitely talk about it. Continue on the scripture that we're dealing with. It's Proverbs 23:7. If you got your Bibles, please turn with me there. I want you to definitely follow along with us as we deal with this. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." And we just want to pick out that first part of Proverbs where it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." We want to definitely deal with that because there comes a time in the life of every saint that you must do a gut check. There are many things that can happen to us in our lives that are detrimental to our mindsets. We must understand that our thoughts are born out of, are pulled out of the bucket of our past experiences. Some of us have gotten to the point where because we have taken so much and so many things have happened to us, that we are now approaching life from a defeated mindset. However, this is not God's plan for your life. And it is up to you to not allow the things in your past that are forming your mindset to poison your future. Now, let's talk about this as we really get into this. What is a mindset? You know, a lot of you have been writing and emailing me, asking me, hey, can you explain more about what a mindset is? Well, a mindset is how a person processes direct and indirect things that happen to them. I'm going to say that again. A mindset is how a person processes direct and indirect things that happen to them. Listen, we must understand that a mindset is formed by good or bad experiences that have happened to us over our lifetime. You know, a mindset could be formed towards men because a man did you wrong. A mindset can be formed towards women because a woman did you wrong. A mindset can be formed by things that your parents have told you. Like, say, for instance, you're going to be just like your dad. Well, your mindset was formed, if you were hearing that all the time, your mindset was formed to emulate what your dad is. You understand? So mindsets are formed through things or experiences, good or bad, that happen to us in our lifetime. Listen, mindsets are housed in the soul. The soul is our mind, will, and emotions. Get that? A lot of people didn't understand that. See, because the mind is the seat of the soul. You have to understand that the mind is the thing that makes all of the different decisions that we make, how we move forward on things, how we think, how we react. All that is housed in our soul, which our mind, will, and emotions. Now, the devil knows that if he can fill your mind, will, and emotions with defeat, he can stop you from moving forward or having a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Now, we must understand that our soul is a place of decision, the place where we as humans have the power to create our world. See, here's the ploy of the devil. He said, if I can get you thinking the wrong way, if I can get you approaching things the wrong way, then I can then control your success level. I can then control what you do and how you create your world, because your thought process is the thing that creates your world. Because we, as we talked about in our first message, that we are creative beings, because the attributes that God has placed inside of us are attributes of creativity. Then guess what? That which I create, then becomes my world. Oh, you don't hear me. Listen, there can be many mindsets that are at work in our life. There can be a mindset about money, relationships, men, women, churches, fear of success, fear of failure. All men are dogs. That's a mindset. All women want your money. That's a mindset. All preachers want your money. That's a mindset. I'm not going to make it. That's a mindset. I'm always going to be broke. That's a mindset. And the list goes on. These are mindsets. When we're faced with a subject that deal with these mindsets, that subject or the thing that is brought to us and then processed through that mindset. Let me take it a little deeper to you. Like when you're at church and it's time to give an offering, immediately, if you have a mindset that all preachers want your money, that's the first thing you're going to do, and you're not going to give in the offering. Why? Because that thing was then processed through the mindset. You got to understand that everything that we do, everything that we, how we react, are processed through mindsets. It is the mindset that we process things to determine how we react, whether good or bad. Let's move along. Move along with me. Turn into your Bibles to Proverbs 18:21. A very familiar passage of scripture, but I want to break this down because you have to understand something. A lot of people have been talking about what you say determines, you know, where you go. And it's true. But we need to get to the root of what you say, because the root of what you say is what you think. Because I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let me slow down a little bit. Proverbs 18:21. If you got it, say, I got it. Listen, here it is. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I'm going to read that again because, you know, a lot of people not understanding it. So let me get this. 18:21 says, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, let's talk about this. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, then it is safe to say that life and death starts with the mind. There can be no words spoken without a thought before it. You must understand that must understand and know that it is your thoughts that are the seed of the things in your life, but it's your words that give them life. Get this. We must understand and know that it is our thoughts that are the seeds of the things in our life, but it is our words that give them life. Listen, the scripture teaches us that those that love or have an affection for or hold on to will eat or have what they say. Let me say that again. The scripture teaches us. This scripture teaches us that those that love or have an affection for or hold on to will eat or have what you say. The problem is that most of us are speaking wrong things into our lives and wondering why things are like they are. And in fact, God is only honoring what you have spoken into your own life. The problem is that most of us are speaking the wrong thing into our lives, and we're wondering why things are like they are. And in fact, God is only honoring us with what we have been speaking into our own lives. We must understand and know that the fruit of our thoughts and our words are living and must be killed by cutting them off from the root and from the thing that is supplying it life. You got to understand that when you speak these things, they become life. Words are spirit. What? Words are spirit, and they are life. That's right. Your thoughts and you speaking of those thoughts makes those thoughts come to life. Words are spirit, and they are life. That's the word. Now, this negative fruit that you have created is going to do everything in its power to protect itself from being killed. In most cases, we have had this mindset for so long, you think that that's just how we are, when in fact, the very thing that we think is there to help us or to defend us, or our defense mechanism, is the very thing that is destroying us. See, the thing about a mindset, that the mindset, because it's living, it has a thing in itself that says, hey, I got to preserve my life. I got to preserve my quality of life. So it will create a lying emotion. Get this, a lying emotion and a false reality to think that, hey, this is just a part of who you are. This is your defense mechanism. When in fact, the very thing that you think is protecting you, baby, is the very thing that is destroying you. Listen. Dealing with the things in our life that hold us back can be the hardest thing we can ever do. There are many factors to consider when one wants to face deep, dark things that even the people close to us don't even know about us. Dealing with such issues will feel just like you're reliving them all over again. This may hurt, but this step is very necessary in order to totally be healed from those things that are forming a negative mindset in your life. Now, let's deal with this before I get out of here. I'm about to get out of here. I don't want to hold you too long. Let's talk about how we get rid of these negative mindsets. There are four steps to getting rid of negative mindsets. Four steps. And those four steps are, first, you have to acknowledge. Second, you have to forgive. Third, you have to attack. And fourth, you have to replace. I'm going to say that again. First, you have to acknowledge. Second, you have to forgive. Third, you have to attack. And fourth, you have to replace. Acknowledge. First, we must identify the negative mindsets that are stopping us from moving forward in God. In order for us to fight a mindset, we have to understand first, what is the mindset that we have? We must then go make an inventory of ourselves and understand what mindsets that we deal with. We have to understand what movies trigger a mindset. We have to determine what things that are said to us trigger a mindset. What's our mindset on the money? What's our mindset on women? What's our mindset on men? What's our mindset on success? We have to then go to the important parts of our lives. Think about what the mindset is in that area. Now, if it's a negative mindset, we then have to forgive the people that probably started the mindset. That is the second step. Forgive. It is very important that we forgive those that may have caused the mindset. Many times, people that hold mindsets and things that have hurt them in the past have people that did that to where maybe the person that molested you, and maybe your mom who left you, and maybe your father who left you. Maybe you witnessed something very detrimental in your life. Maybe you've been broke so long, you got this mindset, and it's because your parents told you you would never live on the other side of the track. So you have to then forgive those who have hurt you. It is fundamental in being a Christian that we forgive. See, because true healing cannot happen unless you forgive. Forgiveness is a sign of I'm moving forward, I'm forgiving you, and God is healing me. Oh, I feel that in here. Now, the third thing we have to do is then attack. Listen, the only thing that can kill a mindset is to use the word of God. Find the scripture that coincides with the mindset and apply it to the situation. We have to then look at our mindsets, understand our mindsets, where we're dealing with, where our problem is, then find the word of God that coincides with the certain thing that I'm dealing with. Then I apply the word of God to the situation in order to fix the situation. We have to take that from the book of Jesus. You have to understand that when he was tempted of the devil after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and he took him upon the mountain, Jesus did not fight him back with his words. He fought him back with the word of God. So that shows us that if we're dealing with an issue in our life, we then have to attack that thing with the word of God. Not by what we think, no, not by what how we feel. We have to then find the word of God, which is our sword, and then attack it with the word of God. You got to hear me. The fourth thing and last thing we have to do is that you must then replace the old mindset with the word or the mind of Christ. The Bible says, let this mind be in you. So after you replace or attacked or killed that old mindset, you have to replace it with something or else it's going to come back stronger. We have to then replace that mindset with the word of God or the mind of Christ. We understand that the word of God is the mind of Christ. So we then get the word on the situation and understand what the word is saying about the situation. Find what the problems in the area was. Then we attack that thing, and then we apply the word of God, and we replace it with the word or the mind of Christ. Mindsets. There are many mindsets that are stopping us from moving forward in God, even moving forward in our lives. We as believers are faced with different mindsets on a daily basis. So we're going to continue in this vein of mindsets. We're going to continue. There will be a part three. I don't know when God is going to finish giving it to me, but there will be a part three to mindsets, dealing with negative mindsets, and a part three to reclaiming my life, mind, and my future back. So we're going to stay in this vein because a lot of people are growing by this. And I thank God for this mindset teaching, because I truly believe that God is doing a great thing with this. So we're going to continue with that. And please stay tuned. We're going to have more about mindsets, and definitely the Victory CD to get your download of that. Please stay tuned to the Faith Empowered podcast. We're going to keep airing that. We're going to keep talking about that CD. God has really given me revelation on that. I'm really going to put some good things in that. God has really given me some things to say, some different declarations that you can say, some different prayers that you can say in the morning that will keep you, your mind set on God, that can keep you, you know, moving forward in God. So we want to continue to bless you guys. We want to continue to give you the best best possible content that we can give you from the Lord. Amen. If you have any prayer requests, please email them to cedricwsr@yahoo.com. Or if you need to pray or you want to book me to come speak at your church, please do give me a call at 281-441-1732, or give me a call at 713-591-7714. Just ask for Cedric, and we will definitely get out there. Evangelist White, I would love to come speak to your youth group, speak to your church, doesn't matter. We definitely need to continue on this mindset thing, because God is going to continue to bless us if we think. You know, Paul said, I think myself happy. Well, I think myself rich. I think myself delivered. I create my world with my thoughts, and you create your world with your thoughts. Amen. God bless you, and I love you. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Empowered Podcast. To contact us, please give us a call at 281-441-1732. That's 281-441-1732. Or email us at cedricwsr@yahoo.com. That's Cedric W. Senior @yahoo.com.